Good morning, everyone. George Watkins here on this beautiful Tuesday morning in the Northwest. Well, it's always a joy to be with you again. Appreciate your time you spend walking alongside me and the journey we have in knowing and understanding and coming into a relationship with God the Father. If you're new to our journey in our morning broadcast, and it's something that is blessing, or you would like to come again, punch that little subscribe on YouTube and like us on Facebook, and that'll be a help. Amen. Really appreciate all the support and prayer, all the good comments, and the encouraging words along the way. We're heading in just pretty close to 1,000 videos, coming up on about 3.5 years, 4 years in August, in October. And when we started out, I thought, well, if I can just get 10, oh ye of little faith, right? Seemed like such a big mountain to climb. But the Lord has certainly not just sustained us, but he's given us some super fuel for sure to do the will of God for us at this time. And the reports and comments and the people that speak back to me and that I run into and interact with is fuel for the soul because of the good things that God's doing in this simple sharing of a revelation I have from the scriptures, from my life experiences, from a dream or the Holy Spirit experience in the mornings. Now, I'm continuing on because I believe God still has his hand upon these days we're in, and I want to be a voice to some that God leads us by. It's very interesting and very rewarding when some of you tell me that you don't miss a program. And some of you listen to the program a couple of times. Well, that just fires me up and keeps me going forward. So thank you for being here and being a part of our morning broadcast. Now, I want you to come in with me to the Holy of Holies. But first of all, let me tell you a story. In my mid-30s or early 30s, oh, I was 25. I wasn't married yet. I came in contact with an old warrior preacher by the name of C.L. Thacker, Clifford Thacker. He was from Arkansas, and he came out of this side of the country and built some great churches, had a great church in Fresno. And then he preached for camp meetings, and I met him at a camp meeting. And he was a lover of young preachers. He really liked to help young preachers. And somehow I got in favor with him, and he invited me to his church. I was there twice in the 60s, once before I was married and once after I was married. And he instructed me on how to do some promotion and advertisement, how to do some printing. I came out of a pretty simple Pentecostal background where we prayed and we preached, and we just trusted God to bring them in, you know. And so as I was traveling, he taught me some things. But he said something to me one day. He said, George, if you don't know and understand the Holy of Holies in the Old Testament, the tabernacle in the wilderness, which that's where the Holy of Holies was, if you don't understand that, then you don't understand the gospel. And I thought, whoa, am I in the blind? No one preaches that. I haven't heard a sermon on that. I've been in Pentecostal churches all my life up till I was probably 25 then. Well, obviously, I began to search, study, read, listen, and then begin to teach and share. And over the course of our 29 years in Mount Vernon, Washington, as I pastored on my last church, we had We had classes on it. We taught it in the Bible school. I preached on it in series. And so as I prepared this morning to come and talk to you, I just believe there's some of you that haven't had a refresher course in the Holy of Holies and the Tabernacle in the Wilderness. And what the Tabernacle in the Wilderness is a physical copy of heaven's structure, of the heavenly structure and the spiritual structure. And so the pattern is, of course, with the tent that separated the children of Israel from the inside of it. And only the holy righteous could actually go into the depth of it, the priests. They were the sanctified ones. And the first entrance in, the curtain around it wasn't a tent. It was a curtain around this enclosure, 50 by about 150. And the entrance into the first part was where the brazen altar, and that's where you would come and bring your sheep, goat, or turtle dove, and they would sacrifice it. Maybe an oxen, I suppose, if you wanted to have big sacrifice. The priest would take that and sacrifice it. Now, that's as far as you went. You didn't get to go past that because you were not a sanctified priest. You'd go back out and the smoke of your offering would go up and you would know that for one more year, your sin had been covered with the blood of the sacrifice. Well, the priest then took that to the laver where the washing of the water, the refreshing, you know, the baptism. And then there was a tent inside of this enclosure that was about 20 by 10. Divided in half. And in the first part was what is called the holy place. And in the holy place, there was a lampstand with seven candles or seven oil flames burning. On the other side was the table of shewbread, where the communion and the bread and the wine. Then there was a curtain. And in the curtain, on the curtain, was the weaving pictures of the archangel. Now, what that depicted was the archangel that stood at the ready with a flaming sword in the garden, keeping anyone away from the tree of life. That's why the garden guard, the angel in the garden guarded it, so that someone couldn't wander in there and receive it without being sanctified. So there was a curtain dividing. The altar of incense was in front of that. That's where the worship, that's where we get our worship from. Inside of this next enclosure was where the Ark of the Covenant. And in the Ark of the Covenant was the bowl of manna that never rotted. There was the Ten Commandments, the rock that was carved. Moses carved the rock, Ten Commandments, and then there was the rod, or the rod that budded. There was a rod that just came alive and began to have flowers on it, and these were the miracles that happened in the deliverance out of Egypt with Moses. That's the inner sanctum. Now, in the holy place, the candles lit the room. But in the Holy of Holies, it was the Shekinah glory. Now, listen to this. We have been invited in now to the Holy of Holies, into the glory of God. We have been invited in. There's a couple of verses in David's writings that are just so wonderful, because he was a prophet of the coming age, the age of the kingdom, which is involved with the church, but the kingdom of God is where we live. We may have a church experience and we may interact and have church things, but church doesn't function if the kingdom was not in place. because the king is sitting on the throne and we are ruling and reigning with him now. So the holy place then, the Holy of Holies is where we've been invited. Now listen, the priest could not, the priest was the only one to go in. And it was the high priest that went in to the inner sanctum where the Shekinah glory was. And they only went in once a year. And they had to have a rope tied around them. And they had bells on their on the bottom of their robe. So if the bell stopped ringing, they knew the old boy had some sin and he dropped dead. And they would drag his dead body out. I don't know if that ever happened. I didn't read it that close, I guess. But that was the rule. You and I, because of Jesus Christ, have been invited into the Holy of Holies. And it's not just ethereal. It's not just a theory. It's not just a faith act. You know, I'm just having faith for it. No, it happened. When we were, we died with him on the cross. We were buried with him in the grave. We rose with him and ascended with him to heavenly places. And we are now seated together with him in heavenly places. Now, because we have been made priests unto God, we are a peculiar people, a holy priesthood. We now have the ability to enter into that holy of holies that was represented in the tabernacle in the wilderness when they were wandering for 40 years. They had this tent they had to put up, take down, put up, take down, put up. And then it was eventually constructed with Solomon's temple, and it became a permanent situation until the temple was taken over by Nebuchadnezzar and so forth, those guys. Now, we have been invited in. How do we go? We go by faith, obviously, because we have faith in Jesus. But we go by obedience and action. Now, Psalms 100, the fourth verse says, enter in to the court and to the gate and to the court. To the gate and to the court. It's a process of steps. A step you take. We walk forward. We take action. We get off the couch. We turn off the white noise. We shut the door. We go into our closet. You do something to go in. I'm inviting you to come into the Holy of Holies with me this week. How do you do it? By faith, by action, and by trust that the Word of God has given us the invitation to fellowship with the Father. There's some teaching that floats around that no man has seen the face of God. Well, if you'll study that Old Testament verse, number one, it's Old Testament, which means the progression and the evolving into the new covenant is a lot different than the old covenant. Old Testament, Holy Spirit would come down and visit, come down and, you know, take over something and affect. But in the New Testament, the Holy Spirit came down and dwells in us and lives in us of a truth. Doesn't come and go. It lives in us. We have been made the righteousness of God. Now, that's not a postage stamp. It's not just a check mark on some voting tabulism or, you know, tablet. It is the reality of life. That you and I have been made righteous by the righteousness of God. We have been made pure by the pure, sweet love of God. And the blood of Christ has washed us clean, and we are new creatures in Christ Jesus. That has nothing to do with your physical feeling. That has nothing to do with your mind in the sense where your mind says, oh, I just remembered when I was 14, when I was 40, or, you know, last week, I had this bad thought. I did this bad deed. Well, John said, take care of it. Don't just let it season. Don't let the sun go down in your wrath, man. Deal with it. And he said, if anybody sinned, he said, don't do it, first of all. But he said, if anybody sinned, Jesus Christ the righteous, take care of it. He'll forgive you. Okay. Now, in the Holy of Holies, we go past the candlesticks and we go past communion and worship. We're so used to that. Oh my. The church and even the charismatic and the, you know, the hot holy roller churches. We believed in the Word of God. That's the light of God. We believe in communion and we took it regularly, and the blood and the, you know, the blood and the body. I've done that 1,000 times, I'm sure. And then we learned worship in various forms and tried to perfect it. But we're still in that outer court. We've still just entered into the gate. The outer court is not the inner court. When we enter in the righteousness of God, boldly come into the throne room of grace and find help in the time of need. Amen. I need God. I need His presence. I need the fellowship of the Father. It's not something I'm just going to play with and toy around with. It's not a curiosity trip. I need the impartation of the Father's breath every day. How do I get it? I go in and fellowship. Now, in the Holy of Holies is the two cherubims over the ark. And in the ark was miracles, the miracle-working power of God, the rod that budded, the bowl of manna that never rotted, incorruptible, the Word of God, the Ten Commandments representing the statements of God's life to us. Wow. And then the room is filled with the glory of God. You know that glory that came on Jesus and on the transfiguration? When the two prophets came and visited him, and the disciples said, "Oh, let's make some tabernacles here." They were all excited. That glory resides where God resides. So I invite you in today. Say, "Well, how do I get there?" Well, the door is in the floor. The door is in the floor. Get low. Get down there, put your face on the carpet, and begin to talk to God about your love for Him. And listen to Him talk to you about His love for you. And you watch that door open. You watch that sucker open, I'm telling you. And the glory of God is going to seep out through the cracks. And the first wave of glory is going to do something for you that you thought would never happen. The glory of God is addictive. It's powerful. It's something we can't live without. Amen. Now, I love you guys and gals. Thank you for listening today again. I impart unto you a new journey and a powerful experience in the Holy of Holies. Amen. Don't forget to do all the subscribing and punch the bells and the buttons. Thumbs up. Share this with somebody. Friend me or like me on Facebook. And if God's speaking to you about some financial gifts, sending into this in here, I'm stumbling. You can do it on PayPal or write in the notes below the address. Amen. Really appreciate. There's several of you that have committed to supporting a monthly gift. That's really a blessing. It helps us move down the road. Until tomorrow at the same time, we're going to be righteous tomorrow like we're righteous today. So keep the sunshine shining out of your face in Jesus' name.